You're listening to All Things Considered on Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Linda Steffen. Later this month, we could learn the true condition of Leelanau County's long-shuttered ski resort. The county code inspector has permission to inspect the property, even though he doesn't know who owns the place. It was 14 years ago the last time the lifts at Sugarloaf carried skiers and snowboarders up the mountain. As reporter Jakob Wheeler explains, residents of Leelanau County are ready for that bizarre story of the shuttered resort to end.
This winter, the hills around northern Michigan are alive with the sounds of skiers, snowboarders, and humming chairlifts. But one hill is missing from the party, Sugarloaf in the heart of Leelanau County, even though three different parties have tried to reopen the resort since 2000.
Everybody's just sick of the dog and pony show. They're sick of the circus that has surrounded who owns it, what's going to happen to it. The Sugarloaf Resort, as far as Leelanau County is concerned, is a fruit rotting on the vine, and people are getting sick of having to watch it rot.
That's Carl Kitchen, who runs the Friends of Sugarloaf Facebook group, a public forum for old photos and nostalgic memories of Sugarloaf. Sugarloaf is sandwiched between Lake Leelanau to the east and Lake Michigan to the west. Two generations of local families learned to ski there. It hosted high school state championships and employed hundreds of local workers. But financial trouble and too little snowfall in the late 90s doomed Sugarloaf. Since then, the mothballed resort has witnessed a revolving door of owners with dubious legal records. Their business escapades and trips in and out of jail have read like a true crime novel. None of them have been able to reopen Sugarloaf. And now, it's a mystery as to who actually owns the place. Since late September, Lico Smith has boasted that he owns Sugarloaf and will reopen it next winter as a snowboard resort. Smith is an ex-felon and former Olympic-level boxer from the West Coast. Smith fell flat in his attempt to acquire Sugarloaf in the spring of 2010. So far, he has presented no evidence to back his current claim that he owns the place. Carl Kitchen met Lico Smith 3.5 years ago. Kitchen hoped the charismatic visitor could put money and action behind his words.
I was willing to help him out. After about a month, it became apparent that maybe this wasn't the greatest course of action. And then when he first started talking about, oh yeah, we're going to have Xbox Live in every room and a Starbucks counter in the lodge, I just face-palmed and said, okay, this guy just isn't getting it.
Back in 2010, Lico Smith fled northern Michigan without paying his hotel and dinner bills at several local establishments. He was later convicted of embezzling $130,000 in room taxes for a failed hotel in South Lake Tahoe. Smith is now on the run from law enforcement in California for violating his probation. Nevertheless, Smith has told Leelanau County's code inspector that he will return this month and triumphantly reclaim Sugarloaf. Some friends of Sugarloaf are tired of waiting. In November, Egan McGlynn and her family trespassed up the mountain and planted a peace pole there. The peace pole was purchased in 2005 with Sugarloaf in mind, but didn't find a home on the mountain until now.
This fall, in an effort to try to maybe re-energize the notion that skiing could come back to Sugarloaf, I just reached out to the Friends of Sugarloaf community and wondered what we could do to get this pole where it belongs, at the top of Sugarloaf Resort.
McGlynn hoped to ward off bad karma and perhaps also lure the resort's true owners out of the shadows by trespassing. So who currently owns Sugarloaf? Leelanau County officials consider Kate Wickstrom to be the owner, though she hasn't paid taxes on the property in years. In March, Wickstrom transferred the deed back to former Sugarloaf owner Remo Polzelli, also a convicted felon and business associate of Lico Smith. But Polzelli never filed it with the county, adding to the mystery. Many hope that by Leelanau County inspecting the property, it will force the true owner to come forward. But what they really hope for is the county to condemn and seize the property, so perhaps one day it could reopen to northern Michigan skiers and boarders. For Interlochen Public Radio, this is Jakob Wheeler.
Jakob Wheeler is the editor of the Glen Arbor Sun.